Hello.
This is Marcela, and I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. It's only going to take about 5 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Yes, okay.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And first, what are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida Legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, already voted, or chances are 50-50?
Yes, already voted.
Okay. Thank you. And did you vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Democrat.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
Well, I was born.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Georgia.
Sorry?
I was born in Georgia.
Oh, in the, what year were you born?
Oh, boy, yeah, 1945.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latina descent?
No.
No? Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Hispanic, Asian, multiracial, or another race?
African American.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
It's going the right direction.
Thank you. Now, this one's a little longer. I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've never heard of them or don't have an opinion, you can let me know that as well. So the first person is Joe Biden.
What you said, what the name of it was?
The options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
yeah,
or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
Oh, I don't know him.
Never heard of?
No.
Okay, next is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Next is Barbara Sharif.
There is, favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. And the last one for the list is Chad Klitzman.
Who there?
Chad Klitzman. Never heard of him?
Klitzman, no.
Okay, that's okay. And how did you vote in the Democratic primary for Florida State and Senate? Did you vote for Chad Klitzman, Rodney Jacobs Jr., or Barbara Sharif?
Barbara Sharif.
Okay. And still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. So I'm going to read you a list, and you let me know which one you think is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
First, we have the LGBTQ rights. Next is home and property insurance, education, healthcare, climate change and the environment, voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, jobs and wages, or any other.
Yeah, any other.
Sorry?
Any other.
Okay.
Okay.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. So thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
11th grade.
11th?
11th grade.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes only, can I have your first name?
Delonia Lowe.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today, and thank you so much for participating,
okay.
And I hope you have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.